Once, a stone bridge carried travelers across Ulubek, a stream, Unfunen. In its foundation, a fragment of a runestone was found. The stone only showed a few runes. The inscription was translated to Bridge After Awaka. The landscape around the bridge has since been altered. Much of Ulubek now runs underground, channeled through pipes. Today, a field and simple paved road cover ancient memories and prehistoric landscapes. They lie buried beneath layers of time, layers of landscape transformed across millennia, from ice desert to tundra, and onto the forest that eventually became all-consuming primeval woodlands. What the fragment on Ulubek stone refers to remains unknown. What does Awaka mean? The Old Norse word Au appears in several ancient Nordic texts. The word relates to mud, clay, or marshy ground, a term closely tied to terrain and nature. Maybe it is Au that Awaka on the stone connects to? Or was Awaka a person? A place? In 2024, during an excavation near the original site of the Ulubek stone, a series of unusual flint stones were discovered. They now lay in the display cases, arranged in a speculative composition by Geo Yakunov. Some carry markings, patterns. Are they frost cracks? Fossil remains? Or perhaps a kind of wild runes, a hidden meaning in a forgotten language. Wild runes are not like ordinary runes. Unlike the ordinary runes, wild runes are untamed, without specific intention or ritual, not made by human hands. They can emerge spontaneously in the environment, etched by wind and scratched by glaciers, marked by mycelium, fire, and lightning. A kind of language from nature and the universe itself, showing itself to us, disrupting our control. Can we decode the universe's own language? Should we? Many have tried to decode wild runes, but failed. Runamo, the rune-covered hill in Blekinge, has been visited for centuries by curious researchers. Even Ole Worm, the man who sent out the orders for the runestones. All hoping to crack the code, to understand what cannot be understood. But what they saw was simply geology, natural patterns in stone, nature's own inscriptions. It cannot be decoded by human formulas. It reminds us that we cannot decode everything. Some things will remain hidden for the human eye. Nature still holds secrets. It communicates with a secret language across time. Something that stretches beyond the human lifespan, beyond our species. The flint stones in the display case bear both natural and engraved rune-like patterns. A balance between something organic and something crafted. Projectors illuminate their surfaces, the light activates them, gives them their voice. Wild runes appear before us as the uncontrolled figures they are. Perhaps the stones were once part of the stone bridge over Ulubek. Perhaps they stand here as witnesses to thousands of years of history. Or perhaps they have risen through layers of chalk and limestone for this very moment. They have much to tell, if we only listen and watch. Look at the wild runes. If you gaze long enough, they transform. They reveal a message. Do they tell us what they have seen? What Awaka means?